Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, coconut oil, what you need to know about its healing properties. In an article I produced on Natural Health 365, I talked about the confusion and conflicting research focused on the impact of saturated fats on human health. Over the past 50 years, a majority of healthcare providers have warned us that saturated fats, like the ones found inside coconut oil, are bad for us. But what's really going on here? For example, do we really believe that Americans are consuming too much coconut oil, and that's why we have so many people suffering with heart disease? In addition, why do some people with higher than acceptable levels of cholesterol and fat in their diet never experience a heart attack, and others with very low fat diets or low cholesterol levels get really sick? Something just doesn't add up here. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, we'll talk about how coconut oil can actually improve the quality of your health. Make no mistake about it, healthcare providers and the general public around the world are waking up to the reality that all fats are not created equal, and how good fats are actually essential for optimal health. Before we meet our guest, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Dr. Pamela Schmidt to our show. Dr. Schmidt, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you, Dr. Schmidt. I know that your training in medicine is as a dentist. You've been practicing for many, many years. You understand the value of coconut oil. And I want to be up front right away on this podcast and explain that we are truly very biased about the certain kind of coconut oil that we love. It's from Skinny Coconut Oil. We talk about it on our website. We've produced articles. We have some banners on behalf of the company that's on our site as well. And we do this because just like anything else that's on our website, it's what we truly believe in. It's what we actually use. And yes, I personally use Skinny Coconut Oil all the time. Dr. Schmidt, I want to turn it over to you because I know you've got a lot of experience with this personally, and I'm sure you've talked to your patients and have been involved with many other people using it as well. What makes Skinny Coconut Oil so different than others that people hear about?
Well, the reason that we love Skinny Coconut Oil is because of their passion for purity. It's really the only coconut oil that is completely chemical-free. It has no fillers. No bleach, no binding agents, no solvents, no toxins. And those are always the things that we're looking out for, especially if you're consuming a product. It's alkaline. It's never been heated, so it's not acidic. And that's also unique to the Skinny brand. And that's why we recommend it to our patients and use it ourselves and on our families.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting for some people to know that just if you look at a label that says organic or, you know, and I say this with a lot of respect, Dr. Schmidt, I'm sure you could appreciate this, and maybe take it a step back and just say that just because you walk into a health food store, my point is you should not automatically assume that everything in the store or anything more specifically that just says organic is good for you. We really should appreciate the sourcing of the ingredients that go into products. We need to ask these questions, I think, a whole lot more. And what I'm leading up to, Dr. Schmidt, is the idea that, you know, Skinny Coconut Oil talks about wild harvesting. Really important. I know I've spoken to the owner about this. There's such a difference, right, between this wild harvesting and, like you were just saying before, what actually then ends up happening to the product, to the coconuts, versus maybe a larger company that says they use organic coconut oil, but these coconuts and what the processing that they go through is a very different thing, especially on these farms that they are cultivating these coconuts, right?
Right, and that's the real advantage to the skinny family, is that they have control of the whole process from the time the coconut is picked. It's processed immediately, it's hand-pressed, and it's shipped to the United States, where they also do the bottling themselves and the distribution themselves. So if you know the people behind the company, which I find really important in my experience, you understand the integrity and the passion and the intention of that product development. And that's a big difference. Like you say, with the big companies, you really don't know what's happening to it in the distribution process, even in the bottling, in the processing. So this is the only one that you can actually have hands-on from beginning to end.
No, I love what you're saying, because the term that comes to my mind, Dr. Schmidt, is vertical integration, right? It's
right.
A business model that I think is super cool, and it is not just skinny coconut oil. I'm going to throw out a couple other examples. We've put on Natural Health 365 that we cherish our relationship with the owner of Tourmaline Spring Water. It's out of Maine, where they're literally taking spring water that is bubbling up from the earth hundreds of feet through a mountain. At the top of the mountain, they're getting that water and bringing it gravity-fed down about 700-odd feet away is a bottling area for this company, where the water is actually certified to be so pure that it goes through no other process, goes right into the bottle. That's awesome. And we also have, in a Natural Health 365 store, we have, you know, grazing goat whey protein. And this whey protein, talk about vertical integration. They raise the goats, they feed the goats, you know, they create the goat milk and the goat cream and the goat whey by literally having all the facilities in one company. So it's not like they're getting cow milk from somewhere else. They're using all their own goats. They're breeding their own. And I love the fact that skinny coconut oil has gone out, right? They've built the relationships with these people that harvest the coconuts and creating all these products. I just feel like it's so important that we do that more, especially for the things that we use every day, no?
Right. I agree. And that water sounds wonderful, too.
It really is a beautiful thing. We enjoy it every single day. And you really do feel, you experience the difference. And that's what I know people will experience with skinny coconut oil. Just try it once and you'll know.
It has a different energy. And you do pick up on that when you use it. That's why people love it when they try it.
Exactly. Why don't we talk a little bit more about the ingredients themselves, right? And why these skinny products, they're actually edible. Do I have that right?
Correct. They really strive to only, I want to say, 5 different ingredients is the most they will ever have in a product. The products that we use in our office for our dental practice are the straight coconut oil and then the oil pulling products. But at home, of course, we use all the beauty products as well.
You know, I hope that this is a special shout out for all the dental care providers out there, the dentists who are listening, the dental hygienists, the periotherapists out there. Please take this message. And you know what? I'll even say, for all the people who are listening to this program who really have the motivation to take a podcast like this, point your dentist, your local dentist, in the direction of this podcast so they can learn about skinny coconut oil. And what a great way to incorporate this into their medical practices. What a great way to help their patients and turn them onto something that I'm sure would start sparking the conversation in so many other healthy ways. Is that fair to say what I'm talking about?
It is, and we are, because we have a holistic type practice, these patients seek us out, and they're so excited to find this type of product. And we're having remarkable results with the oil pulling and eating the coconut oil every day, the skinny product. And the results we're getting with the oil pulling, whether they're using the peppermint or they're using the plain, is something that we've never seen before. It's such a simple, clean, no side effects product for, say, a yeast infection or someone that has a great number of caries or gingivitis or bad breath. All these things we can address with the coconut oil. And it's easy, as I said, it's clean, and people are thrilled. Patients love it.
We are going to talk a little bit more in this podcast about some of the benefits of oil pulling, some of the favorite ways to use coconut oil. That's why I give this little shout out now. Please share this podcast with your family, your friends. And if you are able to get your healthcare provider to listen to this program, especially your local dentist, please do so. Share it with them. It might just have the biggest little impact on their business, that's for sure. Dr. Schmidt, why does Skinny use glass versus plastic? Talk about that.
Well, the lauric acid in the coconut oil, which is one of the most beneficial parts of it, it can actually leach from the plastic, and so they use a glass instead.
Yeah, and again, there are other companies that are using plastic, and I guess over time what's happening is that plastic can break down into the coconut oil. And
right,
like you said before, you can really notice, you don't have to be a chemist or someone who's a specialist in understanding all these ingredients. You do experience the difference when you start using it, right?
Right, and you can taste a difference. The taste difference is remarkable, especially from one packaged in plastic, because you can taste it and feel it, and you can feel the texture and breaks down. And of course, we don't want to be consuming plastic.
I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, please visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, Dr. Schmidt, why don't we just talk a little bit about some of your favorite ways to use coconut oil? This is really a lot of fun.
Well, professionally, we love to use it for oil pulling. Or if a patient has dry lips or chapped areas, apply it topically. But the oil pulling has been the mainstay for improvement in any kind of infection, be it bacterial or viral or fungal. And just a really, really nice result. Patients enjoy doing it. And then we have them add it to their coffee or take a tablespoon in their soup, any way that they can consume probably 2 to 3 tablespoons a day. I find it very beneficial. Personally, I love the body butter. I put it on before I go to bed or after a shower. So that's one of my favorites.
It is great for the skin. You know, I laugh at myself all the time, Dr. Schmidt, you know, being trained as an exercise physiologist in university training and running all these big health clubs and helping people to lose weight, feel great, yada, yada, yada. It was literally decades, a couple decades, where nobody ever, or I should say I was never taught or learned about or spoke about the benefits of coconut oil for the skin. So many of my clients had dry skin. But more importantly than that, so it doesn't really appear at all, which is not my intention at all, that this is all about vanity. How many of my clients were suffering with chronic fatigue? They had brain fog. They had all of these issues in their health, right? And not for one moment did I say, hey, you know what? Why don't you get a good checkup with a dentist? You probably got some form of gum disease, maybe. What about mercury fillings? What about the cavitations that you might have, or the, you know, any kind of other things that may be happening in a mouth? And I never certainly spoke to them about how they could daily take care of their mouth with oil pulling. I'm sure you see, you know, quite a bit of this as a problem, that people are walking around with gum disease, and a lot of times they don't even know it, right?
Exactly, because typically it doesn't hurt. So if something doesn't hurt, it doesn't get noticed. When patients come in and they have gum disease or extensive cavities or, like you say, cavitations, it affects their health. Their systemic health is compromised and their immune system is compromised. So that's a great place to start if you're feeling fatigued, like you say, or just catching everything that comes around. Take a look in your mouth. See if you have an infection there that you can address first thing, and then take, you know, go from there. But another favorite use I have of coconut oil, I have 2 grandchildren, and my daughter, this is the only thing she'll use on them. So they never have any chemicals or additives in the cream. They just use pure coconut oil, and she's used it when she changes the diaper, and they've neither one of them ever had any diaper rash, so which I think is pretty remarkable. And beautiful skin, of course. So that's another one of my favorites. I make sure they have plenty of it around.
Dr. Schmidt, you are the professional in terms of being a dentist who's literally in the trenches looking at people's mouths all the time. But as we now move to talking about the benefits of coconut oil pulling, I should say, it is amazing how good the mouth feels immediately after doing it once. But I just want to say up front, you know, I did the Holistic Oral Health Summit. You can find that at holisticoralhealthsummit.com, where we had well over 30 experts, hours and hours of expert testimonial, if you will, great interviews, diving deep into all of these issues with problems in the mouth. Again, I just shake my head at how many years I went without noticing. Thank God I know now that I can actually give such a great gift to people by informing them that if they have gum disease, if they have some bleeding of the gums, if they have pockets around their teeth which harbor bacteria and infections that can spill out into the rest of the body, that actually oil pulling can help to clean up the mouth, keep that gook, if you will, from accumulating in the mouth, helping to heal those pockets, literally reversing big pockets that are in the mouth. I mean, I could go on and on, but it is great, isn't it, Dr. Schmidt?
It's wonderful, but I do need to add that it doesn't replace good basic oral hygiene. We still recommend people brushing twice a day and flossing, and this is an adjunct to that, which has been, as far as reducing inflammation, the oil pulling, the lauric acid, when you swish it around your mouth, it just attaches to the microbes like a magnet. It just sucks them right out. And when you are oil pulling, then of course you want to spit that oil out into the garbage. And as far as inflammation, even we've seen a reduction in caries. The biggest eye-opener for us was we've had patients with chronic yeast infection, and they've been on systemic antifungals, which of course have many side effects. And then it would come back, and that was from their physician. They got the antifungals. And when they started using the Skinny, I think some of the happiest patients we've ever seen, because it's something they struggled with for decades, and now they found a simple, healthy solution with the oil pulling, with the Skinny coconut oil.
And, you know, another little treat that we shouldn't gloss over is the fact that you did mention it really quickly. There is a peppermint coconut oil for oil pulling, and it really makes it very enjoyable. What a great feeling in the mouth. I mean, you don't have to be a dental expert or someone that went to medical school. You would do this once for, say, 10, 15 minutes, swishing around a teaspoon of this peppermint oil pulling solution in your mouth. And it, you obviously, like you said, also you spit it out. Don't put it down the drain because that can clog up your plumbing system. You want to put it into a bag or just go right into the garbage pail. But what a great feeling, right?
It's wonderful, and it really helps people with fresh breath too. I love the peppermint, but we do have patients that would rather use the plain, and either one works effectively. So we're happy with either choice. But I happen to love the peppermint myself.
Okay, and of course, finally, I'd like to thank our sponsor one last time. If it wasn't for them, this podcast would not be possible. We're getting close to 100 podcasts created since, with a lot of help from Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. And to learn more, please visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dr. Schmidt, we often hear about this thing about being alkaline or alkalinity, how valuable that is for our health. Is the coconut oil, what is this relationship between this coconut oil from Skinny and alkalinity? Can you talk about some of the benefits, please?
Yes, well, the Skinny is 100% raw, and coconuts are naturally alkaline fruits. So if it's cold processed and never heated, then it retains that sense of alkalinity and the enzymes that are originally in the coconut. So, of course, it has many more health benefits. I have had patients use different coconut oils, and they'll come in and say, oh, well, it made me break out, or my gums are sore. And the acidity itself in the mouth can make whatever it is you're fighting, the gingivitis, worse. And the skinny is just wonderful. It's like a balm for the mouth. We're always striving to have our mouths more alkaline because that supports the natural flora that should be growing in your mouth, just like the natural flora in your gut. And so the skinny supports that with its alkalinity as opposed to the acidic of the other coconut oils or any of the other products you might use that have alcohol or fluoride or any of the other toxins that you want to stay away from.
And so obviously we shouldn't just bash acidity, right? Because obviously in the stomach, the acids are there for very important reason. We have acidity in places in our body to actually protect us from getting hurt. But you talk about how this coconut oil is just a nice balancing agent within the mouth. Obviously, we don't want our stomach to be alkaline.
Right. But we do want our mouths not to be acidic. And that's, you know, what we were just talking about. The alkalinity of the coconut oil acts as a balm. And it actually attaches to the microbes so that it pulls that infective agent off of the gum tissue. And then you can spit it out and get rid of it. So that's part of that whole process with the pH.
Yeah, so obviously we've talked about how coconut oil can obviously be rubbed on the hands, on the feet, and on the face, you know, and it really is just a great substance to put on the skin, definitely very healthy. It's nourishing to the skin. And of course, whatever we put on our skin does get absorbed to some degree or another within our body as well. So it's good that we're putting on things that are healthy and, you know, not harmful to us. But talk about how much coconut oil you would recommend per day. And I guess we should talk about what exactly do you do in terms of the amount for oil pulling? And also, how much would you recommend, say, internally to be eating with maybe, you know, with our vegetables or cooking or just, you know, eating it straight away?
Well, as far as the oil pulling, we recommend between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. And it's wonderful if you can keep it in your mouth for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Some people don't swish for that long. But, you know, I recommend starting out as long as you can, and then you'll find that you increase it. One of the tips is to take a teaspoon of coconut oil before you get in the shower so that the time goes by more quickly. As far as ingesting, we recommend between 1 and 3 tablespoons a day. You can put it in your coffee. You can eat it plain. I put it in just about everything. It makes my coffee better. It makes my tea better. Or if I'm really kind of dragging early afternoon, I'll just take a tablespoon of coconut oil and it helps to boost the energy because it increases the metabolism quickly. So we have a lot of uses for it here. We always have a jar out on the counter in the staff lounge for people that need a little boost.
It's great, Dr. Schmidt. For those who are listening to this podcast, you've downloaded it, you're on a mobile device, you're traveling right now, that's great, no problem at all. But if you want a link directly to the skinny coconut oil, you go to naturalhealth365.com. You'll see some banners there as well. It's in our email broadcast to our newsletter subscribers. And also on the podcast page for this podcast for coconut oil, you'll see a direct link there as well. Dr. Schmidt, I know you're a busy woman. I know you have a lot of experience with this. That's why I asked you to come on to our podcast. And I just want to take a moment to thank you so much for your time today. It's really appreciated.
Well, certainly. It was my pleasure. I enjoy all of your podcasts very much.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.